to another episode of The Wave Wire. My name is James, and as always, I'm joined by Tim. Tim, how are you doing today?
James, I couldn't be in a better mood.
Why is that?
Knowing that the first words you said to me before the playoffs were, "Don't worry, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about OKC." Fair enough, you weren't worried about OKC, James. Then we moved on. First game against the Spurs, you wiped them out by 20-plus points or something. I'm not worried about the Spurs. And boy, oh boy, did you have to be worried about the Spurs, James. Boy, oh boy, did you have to be worried about the Spurs.
Tim, I don't want to talk about it.
We'll get on to it a little bit later. Let's introduce the rest of what's going on in the show. We've got to preview the rest of the final series, so we're going to talk about probably a bit of Washington Celtics, and then we'll talk about how they both match up against the Cavs, and obviously we're going to talk about the big matchup in Spurs and Golden State via fantasy lineups.
And then I'll just be depressed and I'll be crying in the corner the whole time.
We're definitely going to have to review the Houston game.
Look, I'd rather not. I'd rather just avoid it, you know what I mean?
James, it has to come up.
No, it doesn't.
It has to come up. It has to come up. It's absolutely going to come up, don't worry. All right, let's jump into it, James. Actually, do you want to talk a bit about Toronto?
No.
Don't want to talk about them at all, either? Not interested?
What's the point? They got swept.
Yeah, look, I'm talking about what they're going to do in the off-season.
Do you reckon they blow it up?
No.
Well, you know, there's a lot of believers that you should never blow up like a top four team because the same situation as the Clippers are in. You know, team has injuries, some years everything might just click for one season, you know, if they could, yeah. I don't see Toronto ever having the star power with this lineup to get past LeBron. Ever.
And but you're still saying not to blow it up?
I believe that they should, but I'm just saying they won't.
Well, I don't think... Kyle Lowry's a free agent.
Dwayne Casey doesn't want to lose his job, does he? He doesn't want to go back and start rebuilding.
Kyle Lowry's...
Might get fired, anyway.
Kyle Lowry's going to the Nuggets, from what I've heard. I'm not sure how he fits in there, but that doesn't really matter. Apparently, Kyle Lowry's on the move. That's all that really matters.
Yeah, may end up in... Chris Paul might end up in San Antonio with Tony Parker expected out for most of next year, so...
Because the thing is, they're going to have to... They obviously intend to re-sign Ibaka to a bigger deal. Like, they wouldn't have traded for him.
He might walk.
They wouldn't have traded for him unless they were going to sign him.
Yeah, but he might walk. There's no way they could have known that he would re-sign. Especially, they got bounced in four games in the second round.
Yeah.
That's not what he was expecting when he moved there, was it?
No. They were PJ Tucker, the LeBron stopper. LeBron, please stop.
Yeah.
That was effectively what happened.
What? Houston can provide a better... You know, Houston's a much better fit than for Serge Ibaka than Toronto. But anyway, I digress from that. I think Lowry will go.
That's blowing it up.
Yeah, I think he'll go. I'm not saying... Okay, that's not a choice of Toronto, is it?
No. But they break it up.
Yes, okay. Can you listen to what I'm saying to you?
I asked you.
No, but this is my point, okay? They will not go into this offseason with the intention of blowing it up. Because they lose Lowry doesn't mean they'll trade DeRozan, does it?
But if you lose one piece, that's it. Corey Joseph cannot be sustained. They cannot be.
They'll sign someone else. They'll have room.
Yeah, they'll have a fair bit of cap room. But once they re-sign,
they're not going to blow it up. They'll just build around DeRozan instead. Look what Harden did. We lost Dwight Howard. Houston did. Sorry.
Yeah, and he got swept in the second round.
Lost? No, he didn't.
He got bounced in the second round, 4-2.
No, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the first year of. 157 games. First year with
Atlanta
a new coach.
Atlanta won 65 games. What's your point?
It's the first year of a new coach, Tim. Let's talk Popovich 63 win team. What do you expect?
You told me I was supposed to expect more from the Rockets this playoff series.
I thought you were winning it all. Well, if you think about it like this, Tim. Vegas line for the Houston Rockets was 41 games. They exceeded that by 15. On 56 games. It's not a bad year. Harden was nearly the MVP. Should have been the MVP, but he won't be. Found some good players in Eric Gordon. Lou Williams.
He didn't show up in playoffs.
Yeah, I know.
But Lou Williams averaged 7 points.
I don't know if that comes down to just not playing well or Hyde's in the playoffs or... He hasn't really played well in the playoffs. I had a look at his numbers with Toronto. Not really bad. But, you know, another year with D'Antoni's system, everyone learning the system. I think there's a couple of positions the Rockets need to fill. I talked about this on Twitter. Houston fans didn't seem to like it, but I like Joe Ingles and I like Tabo Sefolosha. It was actually back, Dan Favale of Bleacher Report wrote an article saying those two names exactly as well. So, someone understands my thinking, you know, a wing behind a Reza, because a Reza, the thing with the Reza, yes, he's a pretty good three-point shooter. He played really well in the playoffs, actually, against the Spurs. Shot three really well. But, he's good defensively, but on offense, he doesn't do anything. He just, you know,
stand in the corner.
First team all dribble, no dribbling. Like, he rarely dribbles, and he just, if he gets the ball, he just pulls up. It's not about ball movement with him. So I think Joe Ingles is one of those guys, you know, run around, he'll set the screen. He'll make the pass. He's a good passer in traffic, which is, his passing is very underrated. And he's a pretty good defender as well. Like, I'm not saying Joe Ingles should be signed and start at small forward for the Rockets. I'm just saying
back
off
up,
the
bench. Back up.
Yeah. Ariza could be more effective if he's playing 30 minutes a night rather than being in the top 10 minutes, like, for the league, as he has been for, like, the last 5 years. Wearing him down in the playoffs, I reckon.
Was it a good move by D'Antoni to just play 7-man rotation?
There's a lot of criticism about this. I think it was.
Harden looked cooked from the first minute.
No, I don't think it had anything to do with the 7-man rotation, if you saw that article from the Washington Post, Tim.
I didn't, but...
apparently, he got hit an elbow in the face by Pau Gasol, and he was never the same after that. And I do believe... I want it to be true, because that would explain what the hell was wrong with him.
I watched him. He doesn't do that. There was about... in the first quarter, especially, he waited on the open shot. He waited for someone to contest his dribble, his shot, and then passed it. He was about to lay it up, and he threw it twice in a row. He turned it over. It was... frankly, it was out of this world.
Honestly, I think he would have, you know, something... not even if it was a concussion, you know, just if it was a bit dazed, that would have explained the end of the fourth quarter and the OT. He just kept turning the ball over and kept looking to pass, and he wasn't aggressive. And I can't explain it otherwise.
Maybe I have a theory that I've been wanting to bring up that, like, that it brings me a lot of joy, James. Were we wrong all season long? Does Russell Westbrook have more help than James Harden? Is that what's going on here? Did James Harden just throw on the towel because, like, fuck it, I don't have enough help, that's it?
No, I think...
I'm sorry, but Ryan Anderson was averaging 3 points at home and 15 on the road.
The players that Harden has are the right fits around him. So Ryan Anderson... now, I had a pretty big discussion. If you want to check my Twitter feed, I had, like, a pretty good, you know, summary of Ryan Anderson's season and what to expect going forward from here. A lot of people were shocked that his contract was 4 years for $80 million, because, I mean, $80 million over, they would have had to cut the money too. But he's 30 now, or 29 or something. But $80 million over 4 years, $80 million? Oh, it's a bit less than that.
Something like that.
But anyway,
it's a big deal. It was a big deal when it was signed.
His first year is $18 million, I think. So he's in the last year of his. Will be something like $22 million or whatever. But by that time, if he's lost his 3-point stroke, like 3-point shooting does seem to age well, you know, if you're a good shooter, you seem to be able to do it to, you know, 35, 36 or whatever. Like,
is that strictly true?
Ray Allen and Jason Terry. Yeah. Obviously, your numbers take a hit because you're not as athletic as you were before, but Anderson's never been an athletic guy. So I think he may be able to, you know, still shoot well, even if his athleticism's gone. So, but he dunked during the playoffs twice, so, you know, he can still jump. But
my problem with the Rockets is your power forwards are, frankly, decrepit old men.
We have one power forward.
Ryan Anderson. No, Nene is a power forward.
No, he's a center.
He's a power forward.
We have one power forward.
In my eyes, he'll always be a power forward. Yeah, that's what he played at Denver. He played more power forward. No, he's a power forward now.
In today's NBA, he's a center. So is Montrezl Harrell, even though he should be a power forward. He plays centre for the Rockets.
Well, you got Ryan Anderson and you got Nene, and they're both in the category of this skill age as well. Nene, frankly, put on a clinic, and then him obviously going down hurt you quite a bit. But both of them are in that same spot where it's just like, we have you because this is really good in what you do, but you don't really add anything else.
Who, Nene doesn't add anything else?
Nene adds good efficiency.
veteran leadership, good pick and roll player.
He
has a lot of things to him.
And on defence, he's kind of if
he's
someone
good.
He's passable.
See how San Antonio ripped through Houston's bench when Ryan Anderson actually played alright at centre. But do you see how easily, so they had to put James Harden on LaMarcus Aldridge. How many points did he score in game 6, Tim? 34.
Because
there's no.
Well, Harden was concussed, so he didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, but no one else could guard him. No one else was big enough to guard him. Ryan Anderson could have done it, but doesn't play that many minutes, especially when he's not hitting threes.
Right,
but he wasn't.
And as we've talked enough about the Houston, whatever happened to Houston, it was a big mess. We'll go to a song, we'll come back, and we'll start previewing the other playoff series.
That's how I'm feeling. I'm at the top of my game, you know what the deal is. Somebody order up me some more fucking mirrors. So fresh, so clean, how come this is so fucking easy? Yeah! Feeling good, feeling good. At the liquor store, spend my money on these bottles, about to take them all. What I'm about to get into, I'll never know. So many plans, so many plans. I got several. ATM, check out the cash, ate well, all of that. Good, I already knew it. I'm about to get into it. Bad, bad boy, bad, bad boy. Are you mad, mad boy? Bad, bad young man, no. Be ready to have your plans canceled. Are you rolling with me? It's so dangerous in this city. Your mom wouldn't like me. Your papa or your uncle either. He just needs his dime pieces. I'm such a ass, can we wab it? Have them treated for diseases. It's not my bad that I have it. No!
Hey, 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 hey.
Time bomb, time bomb, time.
What the fuck?
Buzzed up in my hoodie, I stay getting pussy. Chocolate and vanilla pudding, I'm young Doogie Howser. Young Pookie is king of Powderhorn, I'm getting stupid. Can't possibly be better looking. Ooh, babe, what you do to me must be some good voodoo, babe. When solo, boo, you look just like a photo, babe. I can't say no, it's a problem, this is fatal, babe. Cause you a time bomb, babe. ATM, check out the cash, ate well, all of that. Feeling good, I already knew it. I'm about to get into it. Bad, bad boy, bad, bad boy. Are you mad, mad boy? Bad, bad young man, no. Be ready to have your plans canceled. That's how I'm feeling. I'm at the top of my game, you know what the deal is. Somebody order up me some more fucking mirrors. So fresh, so clean, how come this is so fucking easy? Yeah!
Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey.
Time bomb.
What the fuck?
Ooh, hey. I can't bring myself to follow the rules. Hey. Come with me if you want to get on the news. All like this motherfucking fuse.
Chicka boom, chicka boom.
Hey. I can't bring myself to follow the rules. Hey. Come with me if you want to get on the news. Hey. Hey. Hold tight, all like this motherfucking fuse.
Chicka boom, chicka boom.
Prof with Time Bomb.
Absolute track. Absolute banger.
Beautiful.
One of our favourites. We put it in all the time. Okay, James, we've come back from the break. We talked about Houston's capitulation, because that was the word I was looking for before the break. And I'm going to talk about the probably one of the most look-forward-to series in the Western Conference.
Well, this is the big series, honestly. Because
Golden State versus Spurs.
We do know that whoever wins the Western Conference will win the finals, right?
Are you sure about that? Are you 100% sure? Before playoffs, I would have 100% agreed with you. But after the way the Cavs have... It's playoff LeBron.
The Warriors will sweep the Cavs.
You reckon.
Anyway.
You reckon, alright.
Alright, so we'll do it like this, Tim. We'll start off. What's your prediction? In how many games do the Warriors beat the Spurs?
Five.
I'm going to agree with you there, five.
It's a bit of a low ball call. Because Pop's going to pop.
Sorry, actually, I'm going to go six.
I was thinking six, but without Tony Parker, he was very important to them, especially manning up on Steph Curry, because we love Patty Mills here. He's going to get paid someday, eventually.
Well, with Kawhi Leonard...
He's not going to... Steph Curry's going to expose him.
Yeah. With Kawhi Leonard's status uncertain, look, Deontay Murray can't play against the Warriors. He can't.
He can play. He's not going to...
So Kawhi Leonard's status is uncertain, Dim. He didn't play against the Rockets, but I think that was just a Popovich, you know, thinking...
He saved it.
We'll rest him for Game 7, or we'll rest him for the Warriors if we get the win. More than just, you know, he's injured and he won't play. I think that's what it is.
Well, I did not expect them to win without Kawhi Leonard, first of all. And the fact that they tore Houston to shreds, 39 points, probably one of the biggest elimination game margins, is frankly astounding.
Well, it reminds me of... He talked about Harden, that Daryl Morey had built a expensive sports car around James Harden, and he's the only one who's able to drive it. Someone else, like, you know, if you replaced him with an average shooting guard...
Kyle Lawson.
You know, what about, yeah? Let's just go with it. He would crash it into a wall and make it explode. That's what Game 6 was, Tim. 39 points, because James Harden crashed and burned and drove the sports car into a wall.
Well, thanks for that analogy that you stole of someone else.
Well, I even gave him credit for it. What do you want me to do?
All right. We need to talk about the Spurs, not the Houston Rockets here, James. So, Pau Gasol was my important player for their first series. And he was.
Not for the first series.
For the first series, he was. The second series, he was swept under the rug. Let's be honest.
He was pretty irrelevant.
He was swept under the rug.
The Marcus Aldridge and Paul Gasol come back into the frame for Golden State, though. They have to.
Yeah, they have to, because the big man is what is going to weaken Golden State. Now, this is going to be one of the all-time great five-game series, I think. Finally, we're going to get some close games. We're going to get some good games.
And the Warriors will just edge them out in them.
I just think, yeah. They've just got too much shooting.
Yeah.
Just too much shooting, especially without Tony Parker. If Kawhi Leonard doesn't play, they're going to get hammered. Because Kawhi Leonard needs to cover Kevin Durant. But then that only leaves open Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. But then you've got LaMarcus Aldridge, who's probably going to play the series of his life on Draymond Green defensively.
Well,
so then you've only got Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. But then you've got Patty Mills defending Steph Curry. That's the big problem for me. You've got Patty Mills, or you've got... DeJounte Murray.
You got Jonathan Simmons, who will play a very important role in this series, Tim. He was very good against Houston. But the thing is, Popovich wasn't afraid to go small, which is something that surprised me. I thought he would be pretty stubborn about it and he'd stay big, you know, the kind of conventional lineup. But he went small straight away against Houston, and Jonathan Simmons was like a main part of that because Harden couldn't get past him.
Yeah. Simmons, it's really weird, isn't it? Simmons paid $150 for his first trial. Now he's getting paid.
Yeah, it'll prove a pretty good investment come this offseason.
Someone's going to sign him. He's either going to get forced to the Spurs to pay him, or he's going to go somewhere.
But if he goes somewhere, he won't be anywhere near as good. We've seen that time and time again with Spurs role players. You know, like Thiago Splitter was good at the Spurs. Has he even played a game since he left?
He's been injured the whole season.
He played for Atlanta a couple of times, but, you know.
And got traded to Philly.
Yes.
To get to play.
It's just, you know, that's the way it works with Spurs role players. They just...
You want to get paid, go on, yeah, but you're not going to play.
But yeah, they don't have the pop magic dust. That's what it is. Well, something's in the water in San Antonio. Drinking out of the River Walk or something, I don't know.
Have you been to San Antonio, James?
No.
Going?
No.
No?
No, I was to spend my time in Houston, right?
Travel somewhere.
Oh, jeez. Who's the biggest thing in this series for you?
San Antonio or Golden State?
Well, we're still on San Antonio. We haven't got to the Warriors yet.
For San Antonio, it has to be LaMarcus Aldridge because, you know, against Houston in the first...
You don't reckon it's Kawhi Leonard?
No, I think it's LaMarcus. No, because we know Kawhi Leonard's going to play well. He's, you know, the thing that needs to happen for him, his teammates need to keep the Spurs in the game until the end. and then he can take over at the end.
He can't do it all alone against the Warriors.
It's been proven. Westbrook never got a W against the Warriors, did he?
It's Westbrook, though. Westbrook doesn't get a W against many teams.
But
the point I'm trying to make is, Tim, Kawhi Leonard will always play well. He's a robot. You know, they'll just press some WD-40 on him, and he'll be right.
in the gears, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
LaMarcus Aldridge was rubbish those first two games against Houston. He was throwing up, rubbish, just bricks. He was bricking everything, airballing. He just didn't look confident in the post. And then they got down to game six, and you know, he just dominated. It reminded me of that series, Portland Houston, where he just, you know, I think he scored 80 something points in the first two games and had like 40 rebounds to go with it. It's a bit of an exaggeration, but he had a lot of rebounds and a lot of points.
And he scored 40 points once, but anyway.
No, maybe it's 70 points in the first two games.
That's still pretty cool.
Not bad. That's not a bad day's work for the playoffs. But
yeah, no.
If he can do that against the Warriors, I think slowing down the pace is something that they managed to do against Houston in Game 6. The pace was pretty high in Game 5, and then Harden, I don't know, with his concussion, thought it would be a good idea to slow
the
pace
down. Wait, so he was concussed in Game 5?
Yeah.
At the end of game. Okay.
That's why he was rubbish in overtime and the end of the fourth quarter. That's the theory going
Maybe,
on.
Maybe, did James Harden say that himself?
No, because he can't say it. If he says he played with concussion, Rockets will cop a massive fine. Yeah. So that's why they all said nothing.
This is true. This is why they all said Harden, not that I know of.
Yeah.
Well, D'Antoni did say he was playing with a bit of an illness.
Yeah, but that was since game two. He had a cold. But anyway.
Oh, poor baby. Poor what? James. Does he need to cuddle up in bed with some soup? Oh, James. Why are you embarrassed?
Now I forgot what I was saying. What was I talking about?
You're talking about something about Houston. I don't know. You're rattling on about Houston again, James, even though we're supposed to be talking about
I wasn't talking anything about Houston.
Yeah, you were. That's why you brought up the concussion.
Oh, sorry, the pace. Yeah, so the pace was pretty fast in the first five games. That played into Houston's advantage. In the games where the Spurs got blowout, the pace was above 100. Game 5, it really showed to me how slowing the pace down really, you know, works for San Antonio. Because they're one of those teams that, when they move the ball and get they can always find an open player somehow. I don't know how it works. Just like someone like Danny Green just pops up. Patty Mills pops up. They're free. There's no one on them. And they hit the threes then. But if they rush, that's the thing they need to focus on most, is not getting sucked into quick shots by Golden State's, you know, fast scoring. It's kind of similar to how they played Houston. I'll be interested to see their defensive adjustments, because they couldn't handle the Harden-Capella pick and roll at the start, and then at the end, you know, there was no point even doing the pick and roll because they were, you know, making it a two-on-two, a Harden and Capella versus whoever was going on, and they took all the shooters out of it.
Eric Gordon was not doing enough.
They stayed
Ryan
home.
Anderson was not doing enough.
They stayed home on shooters, and there was nothing.
Trevor Reeves was not doing enough.
Yeah, exactly. They couldn't do enough. So I'll be interested to see how San Antonio plays the Warriors, because they kind of stayed home on shooters, slowed down the pace, and that worked for them against the Rockets. But I don't know how effective that will be against Golden State.
I'm not sure if they're going to get... I'm sorry, but the Spurs got a lifeline in James Harden slowing down the pace.
Yeah,
there was literally no reason for him to do that.
If they
there was 4 minutes to go and he started slowing down.
If they
the pace.
Kept doing what they were doing, the Rockets probably win that game. Yeah. And then, you know, even I'd
probably lose game 6 anyway now that we know what's happened.
Yeah.
And then
Maybe he doesn't play. Harden doesn't play. He probably would actually have played anyway.
But then you're on to game 7 with another chance. It's always the other chance that sneaks. Anyway, we can't
do anything about it. It's done now.
Spurs need to play their game style, otherwise they're going to get run over.
That's what I'm saying. They need to slow it down.
Marcus
Aldridge in the post, play inside out, shoot some threes. They don't have to make the same amount of threes as Golden State. That's something else they need to think about. They need to keep touch. You can't have the Warriors score in 9 more threes than you. They can't let that happen. But if it's 4 or 5, that's a manageable thing. That if you're rebounding well, you can make up the points.
Okay, the biggest thing for me is, I see Utah as a wannabe San Antonio Spurs at the moment.
Yeah, but they'll be in trouble once Gordon Hayward leaves. But anyway.
But do you agree with me with that? They're a wannabe Spurs. They've got the slow pace, everyone's role players, then they got their good point guard in George Hill, Tony Parker, then they got Kawhi Leonard and Gordon Hayward. Very similar. Just always try to find the best shots.
Yeah, they just have a better rim protector.
So effectively, Golden State's already warmed up to this series, playing the Utah Jazz.
And look at that, they absolutely smashed them out of the park.
They took them in four. Now, Utah Jazz is not San Antonio Spurs, but they did exactly what we just said to Utah. They made them speed up their game.
Yeah.
And Utah doesn't like that. That was the slowest in pace for a reason. The final game, they swept them in the elimination game, 121-95. Like, you can't let the Warriors score that many points and only score 95, because the Jazz know we're not scoring more than 105, let's be honest.
That was always the Jazz's problem. Their defense was good enough, but
they just couldn't keep up with Golden State Warriors. So I think San Antonio need to slow it down. They need to play their own game. Even if Golden State are rushing. Like, Golden State, let's be honest, Golden State are going to go through a phase where they're going to put on an 8-0 run just like that. They're going to get a couple of steals from Draymond Green, dish it out, and they're going to get
three
in transition. Yeah. You've got to be careful with not losing hope, because they're going to make their runs. They're one of the best teams of all time, let's be honest.
It's one of those things that people have talked about San Antonio for the last 20 years. You can't lose hope, you know, because they just... You know, they beat the life out of you. They just keep coming at you. That's like Golden State, Tim. They just keep coming at you, and they just keep hitting threes on you. They just keep running in transition. And playing in Oracle Arena is such an advantage, because those people, they can be down by 43 points. They hit a three, and they go bananas.
Yeah. Their fans help them get over the line. So we've talked enough about San Antonio. We'll move on to the other side of that series, Golden State. We haven't talked about them really that much, because
it was a formal conclusion, Tim, that they were going to sweep both the Jazz.
We both predicted 4 and... Well, actually, no, I think I predicted this one in 5.
Yeah, I said Jazz. I said Golden State in 5. I didn't
think... I thought they would put up more of a fight. But obviously...
Gobert would go nuts and score 40 points in one game or something.
Obviously, Gordon Hayward has relinquished his time in Utah, and he's had enough. And he's coming down to the Nuggets with Kyle Lowry. We're going to have a superstar. Kyle Lowry, Gordon Hayward, Nikola Jokic. Gee, can't wait.
Sign Patrick Patterson, mate. If we're powerful, it'll be all good.
Sign Patrick Beverley, the point guard. No worries.
Should be not bad in Denver's system, but anyway.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. We don't need to talk about the Nuggets here. They've been finished for over a month.
Yeah, we don't worry.
I forgot. What's a Denver Nugget? What's that?
Is it chicken nuggets?
Huh? Don't worry, James. We don't have to talk about them to July when we bring out our big boards. Yeah, fantasy for next season.
Our free agency podcasts. They'll be fun, actually.
Yeah, they'll be a lot more fun than this. Yeah. Okay.
Big things coming for the Wave Wire Station.
Golden State Warriors, who is the most important? Let's just start off this way. Who's the most important for you in this series?
It's Draymond, team.
Draymond?
Yeah. Because I think...
If he gets off the leash?
Patty Mills and... Well, let's look about it like this, right? LaMarcus Aldridge. Houston's game plan was to bring LaMarcus Aldridge out to the perimeter and just continually burn him. Because I think there's something wrong with his foot. But he, defensively, he's looked... very poor. Draymond Green is too athletic, too mobile, Tim. He's too agile. There's just not a lot LaMarcus Aldridge will be able to do to defend him. And I think his playmaking abilities as well, it's going to make him a triple-double threat, Tim, on most nights.
Triple-double?
Yeah, he's going to be
Could he put up the 10 steals?
No. No, I don't think so. San Antonio doesn't really turn over the ball too much, so I think he'll struggle to get the quadruple-double, but definitely a triple-double threat in a lot of nights, I think.
Well, quintuple single, obviously, every night. Five by five, whatever it is. I think they called it a quintuple single, because it was five and all starts.
It's 5 by 1, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 5 by 5 is...
Whatever. I don't know, it's confusing. I like to call it a quintuple single, and that's what I'm going to stick with. It's 5 by 5, so 5 in all stats. You know, Draymond Green could even go for the... sextuplet, whatever it is.
What, you get
turnovers? Why not? Just have a bit of fun. Nah. But Draymond Green is probably important to this series. My man has to be Steph Curry. Patty Mills is going to get exposed.
Yeah, he will.
I love Patty Mills, but...
I wouldn't be surprised if they put Jonathan Simmons on him, actually.
Patty Mills is already thinking, when Warriors have the ball, where am I going to get my next shot? He's already thinking about them.
Yeah.
He's... look, he's gonna try his best on Stephen Curry. We'll give him an encouragement award after. Say, well done, Patty. Yay, you tried. After Steph Curry drops 30 points in consecutive
games. The thing is, though, you have to think San Antonio has a good defensive scheme, just as in all the players play their roles. If you, in Game 6, they closed out on 34 of Houston's 43s. Think about that. 34 of 30 they closed out on, and they made it a contested shot. So
Steph Curry makes contested shots.
That's the issue. Houston doesn't make contested shots, but to go on State does.
Oh, Eric Gordon sees someone running. He's like, and just throws it.
And he pump and bump, mate. That's what it's all about.
The pump and bump.
But I think that with the Spurs, you know, they're like Danny Green, Patty Mills, they're all quick. And they're all like Jonathan Simmons as well. They all have the ability to close out in a second. So I don't think it's going to be blowouts. Like, you know, they're just going to have, it's going to be a 3-point shooting party. But I do think they'll make it a little bit difficult for the Warriors defensively. It's just they can't stay with them on offense. That's the issue. They can't. Their defense is good enough to, you know, stop them from scoring 120. So maybe they'll score 105. But is their offense good enough against the Warriors? The Warriors' defense is very underrated, Tim. Is their offense good enough to beat that? Not 4 times out of 7. No, it's not.
I can't wait for the bench unit battle in this. It doesn't matter about the first team for San Antonio, because they know that the Warriors are going to put more points on them in the first team. They're just trying to keep the deficit low. For me, it's the second. The bench unit is so important here.
Well, they've lost Parker, and maybe Leonard may not, you know, be 100%. So the San Antonio bench is stretched thin, Tim. Becomes even more important.
Yeah, but if you saw last against the Houston Rockets, James, they still put on the cleaning.
Yeah.
Everyone came in and did their role.
It was all the starters that scored, though.
Yeah, but they all came in and did their role. DeJounte Murray played one of his best games of his career.
Don't get me started.
Pau Gasol played well.
Yeah.
Without putting up statistics.
And Marcus Aldridge just dominated.
But he's a starter. Dwayne Dedman could be very important here.
Yeah, he really played. You know, he got ejected, I think it was game 2 with the name. Was it game 2 or game 1?
I'm not sure.
I think it might have been game 2.
But Dwayne Dedman
could didn't play. Didn't see the floor aside from junk time, apart from that.
Yeah, I don't understand this, but so the Spurs have that. They have those players who are definitely going to play their role, and they want to play better because the Spurs make them better.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side, you've got the lifeless bodies of Livingston and Iguodala and...
Can I just say...
David West.
How good... Livingston was amazing in the playoffs last year while Curry was out. What's happened to him this year?
I've not seen...
He hasn't had the same impact. I guess, you know, with Durant, stars playing a lot more minutes than everything, but I can't... It's odd. He's not playing, you know, he's not dominating as he was last year.
Well, he hasn't needed to.
Yeah.
The Golden State Warriors have just bombed everyone with 3-pointers, and then bench unit come in, and Livingston's just happy to facilitate, I guess. Give everyone else a go. Give Patrick McCaw some minutes. Justin Thompson, whatever his name is. Kevin Looney. I think he checked in even for a minute, maybe. Some point.
Steve Kerr plays a lot of funny rotations. I think Mike Brown's a little bit less,
Steve Kerr's not coming back, is he?
No, he's not. I think Mike Brown's a little bit different. That way, he won't, you know, McAdoo's not just going to check in for 5 minutes because that's what Kerr thinks he wants, but that's how it is. Anyway, Tim, we'll have another break. We'll go to a song, and then we'll come back with our fantasy players for Golden State.
Go. If I go to heaven, will they let a real nigga in? Is it heaven for a hustler? That's all I know is hustling. And that ain't heaven like. No, that ain't really heaven like. Heaven like.
Is it heaven for a hustler?
Cause all I know is hustling. And that ain't heaven like. No, that ain't really heaven like. Heaven.
like St. Paul.
Damn.
Tryna sleep in that Coast Hill with them gray walls. I never touched the powder, never sold an 8-ball.
Never.
But I done touched some dirty things, got me paid wrong.
Ooh.
I wake up, say my thanks, and hustle all day long. Man, I was asleep for 2 minutes, miss 8 calls. I'm working like a fool, man, who I'm gon' hate on?
Vibing with it.
I wonder if you let me in the sky with it.
Ooh. Is it heaven for a hustler?
Ooh. That's all I know is hustling.
Yeah.
And that ain't heaven like. No, that ain't really heaven like. Heaven like.
Is it heaven for a hustler?
Ooh. Cause all I know is hustling. And that ain't heaven like. No, that ain't really heaven like. Heaven like.
And this is the Waiver Wire back on Dash Radio. Find us on Twitter at the Waiver Wire 1. And that was Taylor J with Heaven Like. Another good song. Dude, I love these songs. Fantastic.
We just pump out bangers to him on Dash Radio.
I'm so glad we get to pick the songs. It's fantastic.
We just pump bangers on Dash Radio all day long, Tim. That's what we're all about.
Alright, we'll get to the fantasy players for the series. Golden State Spurs, James. Let's do it this way. We'll go top two from each team, and then we can have a bit of a discussion about who's going to be the role players, because you need to find some 6,000-ish in Draft Stars players. You need to find the cheaper end who's going to put in some input and get you some really big scores. So first of all, I'm going to go with my first two from Spurs, and I'll ask for your top two, and then we'll go for Golden State.
And then we'll do value after.
Yeah. So first two, for me, the top two, has to be Kawhi Leonard, number one.
Yep.
Has to be. My number two, James, I'm not sure if you're going to like this one, and it kind of hurts me to say it. Danny Green.
No, Tim. Get out of here.
Well, I'll give you a chance to explain for the listeners, but get out of here. I don't like it either. But I just think that he has shown himself in this series that he actually wants to play basketball again. And steals are very important. And three. Steals, 3-and-D is very important in basketball, in Draft Stars, Draft Kings and all that. So if he's going to hit 3 threes a game, get 4 steals. Sorry, you know what? He should probably be in the value area, not in. Because he's only like 7,000.
Yeah.
I apologize, listeners. I should have just gone stock stand and gone with Patty Mills, which I'll change to.
Patty Mills. I agree with that. That was my top two, too.
Kawhi Leonard and Patty Mills.
But I think LaMarcus Aldridge
could be a good option at home. I think that was a one-off.
You sure?
I think that was a one-off. They decided that they're going to put it into him every. Look, LaMarcus Aldridge hasn't been able to find a rhythm this whole playoff series. And then they eventually decided, you know what? Without Kawhi, we're just going to go to LaMarcus. So they put it into him. I would say almost every second possession,
yeah,
he was getting the ball in the post. Build up his rhythm, pound, pound, turn, turn, hook.
I don't know.
Pound, pound, turn, turn, hook.
I don't think he'll dominate like he did against that game in Houston, but
could be
handy for a 15-15 every now and then.
Yeah, I just think it was a one-off for me. And let's talk about the Golden State Warriors, James. Who's 1 and 2 for you?
Kevin Durant will be my number one, Tim.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, sometimes the forgotten man for Golden State. They're just that good that they have so many players.
And number two?
I'm going to go with Steph Curry, Tim.
Yeah, my number one was Steph Curry. Number two is Draymond. Yeah.
I think, you know, he's most important to how this series works out, but I'm not sure fantasy-wise.
James, he can just hit all the stats.
He can, but I don't know. I don't see it, Tim,
being worth a little. You know, he's like 14,000. Alright, quickly we'll talk about the value. Danny Green, value 7,000 in Draft Stars.
Jonathan, very cheap.
Jonathan Simmons,
Tim, will be playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah, but he's not going to get the start like he did. Do you reckon he starts? I don't reckon he starts again.
No, he started for Kawhi Leonard, so probably not.
Danny Green and Patty Mills are pretty entrenched starting.
Yeah. But he'll still play, you know, a good 25 minutes off the bench. Yeah. And, can get to the rack and score. Seeing that. Dominated Houston. He'll be here. He's 5,000. Yeah. Chuck him in there.
Is there any value from the Warriors, James?
No.
No?
No.
Don't reckon. I think Iguodala has not shown up.
Yeah, no,
he hasn't needed to.
Yeah. Don't fall into the trap of Zaza Pachulia, please.
No.
The trap.
Well,
Dwayne Dedman, do you reckon if he gets some minutes, I think Pau Gasol could be alright.
But yeah, I don't think Dedman will play too much in this series.
Alright, James, we just quickly wrap that up. We'll go to another song, and then we'll come back with to finish the show with Cavaliers and their matchup in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And because we really haven't talked about the Cavs that much,
yeah,
again, we like haven't needed to.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about them, and then we'll ride this show home.
Bodies buried underground, native bones scattered under Canterbury Downs. Cranberry diamonds in the crown, knights on the town, angel of death in the nightgown. The devil on the prowl, holy mackerel. We still in shackles, field our nose tackles. Streets full of buckwheats, little rascals. Alfalfa was half black though. They say it's better, but it's only getting worse. Runaway slaves are not running late for work. Master got your face in the dirt, like the boss man got your face buried in that paperwork. Social injustice infrastructure, you ain't nothing but another social security number. We ain't buying what y'all selling us. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I tell them cuss.
Haceré que volar, ya tuve como este tren. Este ojo está allá, otro sigo con nivel. Este mundo está jodido, los bolsillos están vacíos. Esta mierda está peor y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío.
Toxicity, I'm talking toxicity. Death around the corner, every one block proximity. Cops on the enemy block like centipedes. Ain't changed since the 18th century. Whips and chains that explain our identity. Cell phone tower, bang bang, grain injury. Teachers never paid attention to me. Graduated high school, straight to penitentiary. Prison pipeline designed to keep us in line. IRS robbed me blind on my W-9. Whatever happened to no taxation without never mind. Ain't no representation for our kind. They blind to the facts, whether white or black. The government gotta kick me signing all our backs. Welcome to slave land, home of the caveman. Where cash is king and the queen got a spray tan.
Haceré que volar, ya tuve como este tren. Este ojo está allá, otro sigo con nivel. Este mundo está jodido, los bolsillos están vacíos. Esta mierda está peor y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío. ¿Tú me entiendes? Y yo sigo con lo mío.
Esto otra cosa, irá con vía rosa. Lo que tiro con mi lengua es el plomo que te quema. Borinquen en mi pena, van a pen batata. Rima como el café, saco la nata. Isa la flaca, get em up, levántate. Always got mine, lo mío siempre. If you can't see, póntate los lentes. Leave it up, hasta la que nadie dientes. On the beach with Lottie, Stacy Fuentes. Esto la voz, black diamonds pa' mi gente. Represente, esto Cuba, Puerto Rico y la Yuma.
Welcome back to the Waiver Wire on Dash Radio. Find us on Twitter at the Waiver Wire 1. That was probably my favourite song on all of Dash. That was Muja Messiah with Pi Expedition. Fantastic. We're going to bring home the show with talking about the Cleveland Cavaliers and their matchup in the playoffs. So we'll start off with the Cavaliers because we really haven't talked about them that much because all we've said, this has been pretty much our whole talk about them through the whole playoff series. There's no value outside Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, and LeBron James. And we've been proved right pretty much every single time.
Has anything changed?
No, nothing's changed. So I don't know how we're going to talk about them, but James, we've got to try. So we need to find some value within the Cleveland Cavaliers. Because everyone knows Kyrie, everyone knows LeBron, everyone knows Kevin Love. LeBron is pretty much a must-have on nearly every single day he plays.
Yeah.
Because playoff LeBron is something to be... Something to be like astounded by.
I think he's averaging 35 points a game or something, and he pushes a triple double.
His stats are insane. What he's averaging in the playoffs is phenomenal.
But it doesn't matter. So it doesn't really matter what his price is. You've got to pay it, honestly.
Yeah, you have to.
You've got to have him because from now on there'll only be one game a day. So the strategy changes a lot when you get to one game slates really. So
they're my favourite. This is where you need to know what you're doing.
Yeah, this is where you need. Yeah, you need to have number crunching won't really do anything. Yeah.
So me and James remember The first time we played Draft House was probably last year. This time. Yeah, last year.
That's when it started.
This is when the waiver wire
was created.
Yeah. This was when the idea was conceived. I remember the first day slate, didn't really understand, you know, we just try and pick really good players and then fill it out with 5,000 players you didn't even check in.
Yeah.
Or we had too many starters and not enough bench players, and we had like 8 people on the court, so only one person was doing it, then we had 2 people on the court too. The thing that I think is most important to your team is actually having 5 people on the court, well, at least 4 or 5 on the court at all times. So you have to split between starters and bench players.
Yeah, because that's the thing. There's no point having 8 starting players.
Yeah, because when they go to the bench, you've got no one on the field.
Other people are scoring points and you're not. So you've got to hope that your starters outproduce them. But then the whole point is that they're on the floor together. They can't really all.
But then you also, if you're not going to have enough money to fill 18 starters, for example. But,
so, Tim, there's We'll talk because we know from the starting lineup.
But are we trying to say he's going to?
From the starting lineup, from Cleveland, I'm not touching Tristan Thompson and J.R. Smith.
You're not.
Too overpriced for what they produce. The people you need to look at, you need to decipher through. Kyle Korver, who's been red hot during the playoffs, too. Red hot.
6,000.
Deron Williams,
about 9,000, I think he is. He's a bit expensive, though.
Channing Frye.
Jenny Fry, yeah, it has to be looked at.
And Iman Shumpert. They're the 5 players that will be coming off the bench for Cleveland. Varying roles depending on the day and everything. Look, LeBron's going to play 46 minutes a game.
Yeah.
J.R. Smith is where the real backup minutes are because he'll play at 24, 25. Shumpert and they'll all split.
The thing for me, I'm trying to figure out Richard Jefferson's role because he's been a good
playoff check-in in the last game.
He's been a good playoff... Well, he's been good to them in the playoffs, the Cavs.
Yeah, no, he has been.
And when, in the regular season, when there have been injuries, he's played 30-plus minutes when required.
Yeah.
So, he could be, on a specific day, I'm not saying for the whole series, but for a specific day, Richard Jefferson could be a very good pick because he showed last year, especially, if he has 35 minutes, he can put up points in a hurry. He can get to 20 to 25.
Yeah, he was super in the finals.
So, that's what... You can't expect every player on that team. So, instantly, the highest score for Draft Stars goes down. If you want to cash most days...
DFS, you're looking at like 250s.
If you want to cash on most days, you're going to have to hit 300. That's pretty much how it works.
Yeah.
For DFS. For this, you want to hit 250. Because scores are going to be lower because there's only a certain amount of points that can come from a game.
Yeah.
So, you're not trying to find... You know, I think this player is going to outscore this player, but then I can find a cheap player from another game. It's not going to work like that. Like, you have to find the cheap player from the same game, or you have to mix it up. So, there is the option of going mid-prices the whole way.
Yeah, and trying to spread your money across that
way.
So,
like, every player is about 10,000, but typically in these games,
it's the stars, yeah.
There isn't enough depth.
Yeah,
there isn't enough 10,000 players.
It's the stars that do it all. So, when you're constructing your team, you're looking for the players. So from, I honestly, in my opinion, how I look at these one game slates, I fill it up with this one player I always think about who is going to be the best player of the day.
LeBron.
So it's LeBron. Then you've got to think about who from this side, not thinking about their matchup first. This is just one team. So you think who is going to be able to, say if LeBron has a big game, who is going to be able to supplement his performance, and like him playing well isn't going to detract around from him. So Kyle Korver's one, he'll play better if LeBron plays better because he would be passing him the ball at the perfect time for him to hit triples. J.R. Smith suffers. Kevin Love probably suffers as well. Kyrie Irving can function well with LeBron playing well. And that's really... That's the kind of things you need to think about. So for me, Kyle Korver is always a good pairing to LeBron playing well.
So that's just all in the makeup of your team. That's who you've got to be thinking about there. And, we didn't really discuss that for the Warriors as well, but that's the sort of thing... You can't stack it with all the stars, can you?
No.
Because not all the stars are going to play well on the same day.
No.
So you can't have Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron all on your team.
Well, I mean, you could.
You could. But then you have to have filled with the bargain basement players who may not even step onto the floor.
Because that's already, like, 55,000
of
your team gone.
Yeah.
In 3 plays.
You better hope they score 170 or odd between them.
Yeah, no. You need LeBron for this series, who,
at the moment, we're not really sure what's going on against the Cavs.
What do you mean?
Oh, we don't know who they're playing, James. That's why we don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's on right now. 40 seconds left in the game. So the last 5 minutes, we'll discuss, you know, Boston and Washington, or Boston, or whatever, if there's a game 7. Looks interesting. Bradley Beal's playing quite well, actually, which has surprised me.
He hasn't had the best playoff series.
But he's come out in the closeout game, too, which is important.
So we'll do an example lineup. Like, for example, the Boston Celtics.
They have some good value players. Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart's pretty expensive now, but
Al Horford's not too expensive either.
Jaylen Brown's getting some good minutes at a very cheap price.
I think Isaiah Thomas is their only expensive player at about 17,000.
Yeah, Avery Bradley's checks in around 12,000.
Yeah, 12,000.
Al Horford's around 13. So you can use Boston definitely to make some good lineups. They'll probably, this is just, you know, we're just spitballing at the moment, Tim. Haven't actually seen how the prices everyone will be in the series, like when it gets to the Western Conference Finals and everything.
I'm assuming it won't change too much, but on a specific day, if LeBron takes over, it might go up a couple of thousand. You never know, because he's just going to be amazing.
LeBron's just a gun.
I think I think Avery Bradley is very important to this series. John Wall could be important if the Wizards do make it.
Yeah, Jason Smith, Tim, could provide some value off the bench there. He's been playing some pretty good minutes behind Markieff Morris.
Yeah, Markieff Morris isn't even too expensive himself. So we don't actually know who's going to be the Cavs opponent at the moment, because there's
3 seconds left.
Wizards up by
John Wall in a three.
Wizards up by two. Wizards up by one. Could go to game 7 and pushes those games, you know, a bit further back. When did the conference final start? Is it Monday?
Sunday?
Yeah, so Monday our time.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick, but
let's do it this way, Tim. Two most important players for Boston and Washington. It's going to be Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford.
Yeah, absolutely.
It has to be. Al Horford's been the key to their offense in the playoffs so far.
I was going to try and argue and say Jay Crowder, but yeah, that has to be Al Horford.
Yeah, he scores well, but he's like not the key to their offense. This is just like not a fantasy kind of thing. This is just key to Boston winning the series would be Isaiah Thomas and Al Horford. And for the Wizards, it's John Wall and Bradley
Beal. Yeah, it has to be John Wall and Bradley Beal. There's no one else in that team.
Look how well Bradley Beal played today, and that's a win. Then, you know, that's the closest they're going to get to a win.
Bradley Beal, 33 points. Outstanding. Outstanding effort by him. Just like that, going to Game 7, James. So yeah, we still don't know who the opponent is going to be for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So let's do a sample lineup with the Wizards, first of all.
Yeah.
So, obviously, you're going with LeBron at the small forward.
Yeah.
And now you need to fill out 8 other positions.
Kyle Korver fits in nicely at the small forward beside him, I think, Tim.
At the small forward?
Especially since looking at Washington, Otto Porter, for his price, isn't, you know,
he hasn't been fantastic.
Yeah, so that's,
he's been the fifth option on offense, and yeah, it's not going down well for him.
Positionally, that's the way you kind of feel like a small forward spot, I think.
You have to fit in John Wall and Bradley Beal in here.
Yeah.
I think you definitely need John Wall. Because
they're the two biggest scorers for the Wizards, and no one else produces too much outside of them. I mean, Gortat, overpriced. Honestly, I'd probably be sticking with Channing Frye at the center.
Channing Frye?
Yeah.
Not Marcin?
No, I think it's too expensive to go with Marcin Gortat, Tim.
Deport Gortat.
I think you need
to
find some
value. They don't want to deport him anymore.
No.
They don't want.
You need to find value. So, like, looking at someone like Channing Frye, even
Jason Smith.
Yeah, even Jason Smith, who has that dual position. Who else?
Markieff Morris
doesn't have it. He's a small forward, power forward. Kevin Love has the power forward center thing as well.
So,
because the center spot's probably one of the hardest to cover in a series like that.
It'd have to be Channing Frye, unless Ian Mahimi is fit.
Yeah, but we haven't seen too much out of him, have we?
He hasn't played many games this season.
Having a look at a Boston LeBron. Not Boston LeBron. That's pretty much what it is anyway. Yeah. Boston versus LeBron. The Cavs Celtics series.
Again,
starting on LeBron. How do you feel about the lineup around them? Jaylen Brown for some value at the shooting guard?
Because you don't want to go Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley. You don't want to go Kyrie and Avery Bradley, because then that's, I think Avery Bradley just might slip out of your lineup.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be finding a place for him in my lineups in 2 days.
Because Marcus Smart's about 4,000 cheaper than him.
Yeah,
effectively scores the same.
Yeah.
So Marcus Smart probably,
wish he got points for offensive draw.
The big thing here is, do you have enough money to trump up for Al Horford over Channing Frye, or? But then you have to downgrade everywhere else.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You gotta focus on who you're willing to upgrade, downgrade, where you're willing to, you know, shave some cash off. The thing you have to be happy with, you need to know that not everyone is going to be producing big points on your team. That's not what you have to look for. You have to look for a solid producer, maybe someone's the cheapest they can be, but they produce 15 points. That's handy for you because you're freeing up that cash to buy those expensive players like LeBron.
Yeah, so like in the Golden... We'll jump back to the Golden State Spurs series because we definitely know that that's on. So, for example, you definitely want one of Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Kevin Durant. I'm assuming Klay Thompson is already a given here.
Yeah, because he's so cheap.
Yeah. So you want one of them, probably Draymond Green.
Yeah, probably Draymond Green.
Probably Draymond Green. Probably you're going to have to go with
Kawhi Leonard,
Pau Gasol. Or you know what? You might as well go with Dwayne. The center position here is especially hard to fill because
Marcus Aldridge might be your option, Tim, taking him as the forward center at the center.
Because
spot.
You can just either go with Zaza Pachulia and hope he somehow puts up a big night.
Yeah.
Which is not
few and far between.
Look, if he puts up 10 of 10, you'd be absolutely stoked with that. You'd be absolutely stoked.
10
with
of
that.
10. That's like finding a pot of gold, mate.
Yeah. Dwayne Dedman probably looks to be the best one for me if he gets minutes.
If he gets minutes.
He's about 8,000. He's cheap. Chuck him in your lineup. Yeah. Even if he gets 15, at least he's playing.
Yeah.
At least he's getting
that's
points.
That's exactly what you need to look for. All right, Tim. We're out of time. Thank you for everyone tuning into the Waiver Wire on Dash Radio. We'll check us out on at the Waiver Wire 1 on Twitter. Find us on This Is Downloadable as a podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you want to look at it. You know, check us out on Twitter. You'll be able to find any replays that you may have missed. And we'll catch you all next week.